In California, wildlife officials are worried about the spread of an invasive mollusk. So they're unleashing a new law enforcement tool, and its name is Iggy. No, not that Iggy. David Gorn reports.
At a truck turnout on I-5 in the northern reaches of California, a police checkpoint has been set up. The target is any truck that's towing a boat. The back of a police vehicle opens, and Iggy springs into action.
Search! This way. Over. Good boy, chicken.
Iggy is a Labrador retriever who happens to have a very sensitive nose.
Good boy, check right there.
He is sniffing out quagga and zebra mussels, two types of invasive mollusk species that are threatening California waterways. So far, these mussels have mostly been found only in the far south of California, near San Diego. And this northern highway checkpoint, says Lieutenant Lynette Schimmick, has been set up to keep it that way.
Quagga mussel and zebra mussel are the biggest threat to California's resources right now.
Lieutenant Schimmick set up this canine detective force. It's the first of its kind in the nation. Dogs have been trained to find drugs and explosives, she says, and these particular dogs were first trained to help find poachers. But no other program has trained animals to detect the scent of these invasive species. And invasive mussels are dangerous, Schimmick says. They've already fouled the Great Lakes and many East Coast waterways, disrupting the food chain and encouraging growth of slimy, smelly algae blooms in the water. And these quagga and zebra mussels attach to everything, she says. So they destroy boat engines and clog water pipes.
Once they get into any waterway, you know, it's going to ruin the fishery, it's going to cause a tremendous stink, and it's going to cost millions, if not billions, of dollars in damages.
So California is trying to keep them away from its lakes and reservoirs. The tiny shelled creatures attach themselves to the hulls of boats, so watercraft from infected areas like San Diego could then spread the infestation to other areas.
Have you had this boat in the water in the last 14 days?
Yes.
And that's where Iggy comes in.
Good check. Good boy.
At this pilot checkpoint, none of the dogs find anything, and that's good news. And for the boat owners, this inspection goes so quickly, it's a relief from the long waiting lines they've become used to, Schimmick says.
They're going to be a little irritated if they're trying to launch, get into a lake, and it takes 20 or 40 minutes for someone to really search a boat thoroughly, but we can run around it in 2 or 3 minutes with a dog.
Right now, says Schimmick, the canine program has 18 dogs and trainers. That's not nearly enough to cover the state's vast lake and reservoir system. And she says requests for more dogs have come from other sources. Like here at the Contra Costa Water District. This drinking water reservoir is downriver from the Sacramento Delta. That's important because the Delta is a popular boating destination, which is at risk for the invasive mollusks.
The big concern for us is getting into our pumps, our screens, our filters at our pump station.
Water District Manager David Huey says he wants to use the dogs because they can find minuscule mussels in areas people can't reach. And he knows what a pest these mussels can be. The Metropolitan Water District in Southern California, he points out, spent $10 million in their first year alone trying to get rid of quaggas. It's an unusual step to use canine detectives, but, he says,
you don't rest on the tried and true methods when you're trying to keep something out that potentially has such a big impact.
For now, though, the dogs are only being used in the highway inspection program. So far, the canines haven't discovered any quagga or zebra mussels. Still, officials say it's only a matter of time before these invasive mussels are found on boat hulls throughout California. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn in San Francisco.